It's another Monday morning. It's another Monday morning after a loss, unfortunately, and it's time to break down that loss with Matt Sabuda as we go beyond the playbook. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt. We started off with the good mornings, but it wasn't a good Sunday at all for the Bills. What happened?
Well, this game was downright tough to watch if you're a Bills fan, and not because the Bills were blown out, but because they were a mistake-ridden, sloppy team and blew quite a few chances in this game. Took way too many penalties. Again, Dan Carpenter missed his third extra point of the season, and Rex Ryan and his coaching staff were downright terrible when it came to decision-making on challenging or not challenging incorrect officiating calls. Most importantly, when the game was on the line in the fourth quarter with a Chris Hogan catch, which was clearly a completed pass for a first down but ruled incomplete and was inexplicably left unchallenged. Yes, the officiating was bad again, as usual, and I could use several segments to expand upon that aspect, but it wasn't even close to being the reason the Bills lost. All that being said, when the Bills coaches had the opportunity to potentially right those errors, and they don't even try, I suspect it left many fans just exasperated. Someone from the Bills coaching staff really needs to offer an explanation to their customers, also known as fans, and take accountability.
All right. Okay, that's the coaching part of this. What about on the field? How did the Bills go about losing that game?
Well, it's not often that this could be said, but this game was largely lost in the first half, and what I mean is the offense was led by Tyrod Taylor and Sammy Watkins, and they were downright dominant to start the game. Would have been nice if they put together another first-half touchdown and Dan Carpenter made his missed extra point, but what was more glaring is how the defense simply collapsed when they could have piled on the Chiefs, who were reeling from the Bills' high-powered offense. After early success, the defense just folded. They yielded back-to-back 80-yard touchdown drives to the Chiefs, which let them right back in the game, right at the point when the Bills had a golden opportunity to really capture momentum on the cusp of what looked to be an early blowout. Add to that the Bills' defense's inability to make stops when they desperately needed them, particularly against the run in the second half. In fact, they gave up 119 yards on 19 carries to the Chiefs' third-string running back and got just one sack on Alex Smith, only by virtue of him running out of bounds. And by the way, he was the second-most sacked quarterback in the league coming into yesterday's game. All of this equals a likely death blow to the Bills' playoff chances, which, according to the New York Times, after the games yesterday, now hovers around 20%.
You know, Matt, on these Monday mornings after these losses, we look for you for some bright spots, some optimism. Anything positive out of yesterday's game?
Can I just say no to that and leave? But I guess if you have to ask, Tyrod Taylor was certainly above average. I kind of feel bad for him in that he exceeded expectations. He was far from perfect, but he threw for 291 yards, rushed for 46, and had three touchdowns with no interceptions, and that doesn't even count the numerous drop passes. Yes, he had a glaringly bad throw that should have been an interception return, but it wasn't, and other than that, he played good enough to win that game and almost any other game for that matter. At the end of the day, this is downright tiring. In the Pegula's second year as owners, you can't hang this on their stewardship to this point, but after 15 years with no playoffs and many of the same people in top management positions, fans have to ask how and when this record-setting systematic failure can be fixed. I never enjoy being a downer on a Monday morning, and the Bills aren't out of it yet, but they're nearly there, and most fans can agree that the city and fan base deserve better, and better just never seems to arrive.
Well stated, for sure.
Ugh.
Matt Sabuda will give it another roll on Friday, and as always, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.